Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here to talk about that. More from the Baltimore Banner. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back Childs Walker. Childs, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, guys. I'm just I'm glad that minicamp wasn't this week, so we weren't standing out there in 100 degree heat.
Hey, man, that's why they pay you guys the big money, Childs Walker, to go out there and do all that sorts of stuff. But anyway, your observations from camp were what in regards to, is anything that you've seen maybe lessen the expectations that this could potentially be, on paper, the most talented Ravens team of all time? As we celebrate the 30th anniversary, 30th season of Ravens football with two championships, Super Bowl rings, and multiple playoff appearances and Hall of Famers, et cetera, on paper, could this possibly be the best Ravens team ever?
You know, I said exactly that to a couple of my colleagues. We were standing around during the last minicamp practice after the Jaire Alexander signing had been announced, of course. And I was trying to think. I mean, I don't, at least at this point in the cycle, in terms of balance, high-end talent, you know, health, I don't think they've ever been in a better position at this point, you know, a month out from the start of camp. I couldn't think of a better situation for them. So we have a long, long way to go. A lot of things can happen. We know that. We've seen it. But at least in terms of where they are right now, I can't think of a better situation that they've been in.
Childs, speaking kind of to that, like, when, I don't know if you've tried to do your 53 yet, but if you do, where are you going to have, like, they're going to lose some good players. Like, who do you think is going to get sacrificed because of numbers?
You know, I haven't mapped my 53 yet. I probably should have. It's a good question. I mean, you know, you could see, I guess at this point you could see a talented defensive back maybe not have a spot. You know, somebody who would, you know, who you'd like to have around from a developmental standpoint. I mean, that's a possibility. One of those young D-backs. Although, you know, they're loath to ever give up depth there. So, I don't know. I mean, they have all those wide receivers out there. Obviously, those guys aren't all gonna be there. I don't know that you're sacrificing any big time talent there. I don't know. What do you think? Do you have your eye on anybody in particular, Vinny?
Well, to me, it's kind of like Ali and maybe Ajabo, those two type guys possibly. But my next question is like, how many draft picks don't make the team?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, it's such a set roster. I mean, you have to think, you know, and they had all those late picks too. I mean, that's the other thing that factors into that. Now there's some guys that you think, well, they drafted that guy for a specific reason. I mean, like the wide receiver, you would think that they, you know, from Colorado, you would think
Wester.
They drafted him, Wester, right? You would think they drafted him to be the punt returner, right? So there's like a specific, you know, slot they'd like to put him in. So, you know, maybe that gives him a better shot. Obviously, you know, they drafted the kicker to be the kicker. but yeah, I mean, when you start to look at guys like, you know, Aeneas Peebles or Robert Longerbeam, you know, people like that, I mean, they probably are fighting for a spot in a way that they wouldn't be in a normal position. Bilal Cohn, I mean, I know that they like things about all those guys, but, you know, if you're a sixth or seventh round pick staring at this roster, there's a good chance you're headed for the practice squad or another team, right? I mean, it's just going to be tough. You're not going to have a reserve spot.
You know, my question is, all right, say you keep eight O-linemen, you know, how are your rookie, you know, I mean, because Cleveland probably makes it, and Samek probably makes it, and Noteboom makes it, you know, then what else do you, what happens to Emory Jones? Well, Bob made a good point earlier. You're probably going IR. You know, but it's going to be – they've got a lot of questions that are going to be interesting.
Or, like, I mean, right, Carson Vinson, right? They draft him as a developmental tackle in the fifth round. I don't see them cutting him because, I mean, they – you know, I mean, Eric would not want to give up a fifth-round pick, and they drafted him. They clearly like, you know, they see long-term potential there. They have no expectation that he's going to play this year. So, I mean, you don't want to. You certainly wouldn't want to cut him. But you know, you'd also, you know, I mean, the whole league is so desperate for offensive linemen. You know, could you sneak a rookie fifth-round pick onto the practice squad? Maybe not. So yeah, it's going to be real rough around the fringes because there's hardly any spots.
Childs, how confident are you in Loop?
In Loop, I don't know. I guess by saying I don't know, that means I'm not 100% confident, right? I mean, he had some not great days in the days that we saw. I mean, I think one in particular. I think it'll be interesting to see if that becomes a real competition in training camp. I mean, my guess is they don't want it to be. I mean, they would love him to just come out and nail it, and, you know, he's the guy, and everybody's excited. But, you know, it was clear, I mean, we're just watching what was going on during some of those practices. I mean, it seemed like there were moments where they were trying to sort of reassure him and, you know, make sure his confidence was there. And so, I mean, you know, it's not like the summer where Justin Tucker came in 2012 and just seemed to not miss a kick for the entire time. And you didn't even think he was in competition until sometime during camp. But I mean, you know, he sort of forced the issue. I mean, it certainly has not been that clean so far. So, I mean, it's going to be a big storyline going into camp. It's going to be a big storyline throughout camp. Assuming he's the guy going into the season, it's going to be a big storyline throughout the season, whether it goes well or it doesn't go well. There's no way around it. I mean, the spotlight's going to be on it.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. Childs, what's happening on the website right now?
What now?
What's going on at BaltimoreBanner.com?
Oh, well, it's, you know, mostly baseball stuff. I mean, but I got a story, you know, I got NBA draft on Wednesday, so I got a story dropping about Derek Queen, you know, his life, growing up in Baltimore and kind of how that shaped him. So that's what I've been working on lately in addition to football. So that's fun. And then we'll be revving up for a camp in about a month.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.